Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
My name's Ian Chambers, and my girlfriend Bobby is perfect in every way. Except one. She hates wrestling.
I don't think that they're very good at acting.
Our new podcast is going to change all that. Join us every Tuesday as I try to persuade her to share my love for oiled-up men in spandex.
This is an excuse for you to watch loads of wrestling.
Recorded on our sofa, you'll get to hear us grapple over the issues in our relationship.
I would be crying now, but you ruined it for me.
She can't wait to get started.
How long is the clip?
It's not a clip, it's a match.
We're watching the whole thing.
Search for I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling wherever you get your podcasts and
hit that subscribe button, brother.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if you too are mad about Mickey, then this is the podcast for you. Or maybe you're the Disney novice currently right now thinking about maybe should I go on that first trip, or maybe you're currently in the planning stages, then this really is the podcast for you. Especially if you're that person who thinks Illuminations is something that was only ever available in Blackpool. Every week, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans from the UK to share their memories, their magical times, their top tips. And this week, our guest Ryan has been on a very special tour backstage at the Magic Kingdom.
We got to go back and see where they store all the parade floats and kind of the getting ready areas for the cast members. And you also get to go underground in the Magic Kingdom into the tunnels.
Also, I'm going to be answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting the latest news from parks, looking ahead to this weekend's D23 in California. And also, if you're going to the parks over the next few days or weeks, all the essential information you'll need to know. And make sure you keep in touch. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we are at PodMagical. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network. Thanks to Claire, who sent me a message on Instagram. Just wants to clear up the policy about smoking in the parks, Andy. I believe there's been some changes. We're going next year, but haven't been for the last couple of years. What's the latest on it? Yes. Earlier on this year, Disney put in a policy that smoking is banned in all Walt Disney World parks and water parks. You can still smoke it over at Disney Springs. There's about 6 or 7 designated smoking areas. This goes for vaping as well. So if you're going with somebody who is a smoker and they want a cigarette or they want a vape, you need to do that outside the park. And even outside the park, there's actually designated smoking areas. There's just one area that is just at the side, just before you go in each of the parks and the water parks. But once you are in there, it is banned. So get your patches on. Also as well, now I love this question. This question came through a couple of weeks ago, so I hope I'm not too late with this one. Diane has got some friends who are going to Walt Disney World for the first time. They've never been before. They go in September and they have made no reservations and they are not on top of the fast passes. I've tried to tell them, how do you cope with somebody who won't listen and is completely unprepared? Over some of the last few podcasts, we have actually had people who've gone on a whim. Either they've gone with friends who've not made fast pass reservations, or they've got last minute holidays. Like, you know, you book it and you go next week, so you go without fast passes, and it can be done. I think it can be done if you've been before, but if you've never been before, how do you cope with it? How do you tell friends? There are two options. You look at this. You could just let them go and have a thoroughly miserable time and moan that they had to wait for 3 hours to go on Flight of Passage and then come back and say they're never going again. They don't know why you like it. They hate it and it was horrible. But you don't want that because you want them to have a great time. You want them to have the time that you've had. I think the best suggestion is if you have got time, just go around there, show them My Disney Experience on the phone. Forget the website. Just get them loaded up on the phone. Get the reservation in. Get it sorted. Maybe just take it out of their hands and go, look, all right, let's see if I can get you some fast pass reservations for Flight of Passage, Slinky Dog, and Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. So at least 3 of the days, they've got the big attractions in there. And just give them a lesson on how to book fast passes and how to do My Disney Experience. Because probably the first thing is they're going to get there and they'll just walk around and they'll just see queues. And there'll be those people who walk around aimless, not having a clue what's going on. Tell them as well to get to the parks early. Maybe encourage them to do the early morning magic at Hollywood Studios for Toy Story Land. Last week's podcast, Ben was talking about that. They've done that, especially if they've got little kids who want to spend time at Toy Story Land. They'll want to do Slinky Dog loads and loads of times. Maybe that, if the money is there. But I'd say brief them. Maybe lock them in a room and make them listen to every single podcast from the most magical podcast on earth, and that will drill it into them. Load it on their phone. They can listen on the plane over. But it's not too late. People have been to Walt Disney World on last-minute holidays and still had a thoroughly good time. Just prepare them. In the words of Lion King, be prepared. Any questions, you can drop me a line. Pod Magical, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Same place to go if you fancy being a guest on the show. This week's guest on the podcast is Ryan. So tell me what it is that you love about Walt Disney World, Ryan.
I just love how relaxed and how free it makes you feel. It's just such a magical place, and I don't think I've ever been happier on holiday than I have at Disney. It's just so wonderful.
So when was the first time you went?
I first went to Disney when I was 9. Obviously, we're talking quite some years ago now. I just remember walking down, and it was just so magical, and walking through Toontown in Magic Kingdom.
Oh, at the back of the castle, which is not there anymore.
I know.
That's
I know,
where Mickey Mouse used to live. It's not there anymore.
Controversial. But it was so wonderful, and going and meeting Mickey for the first time, and 9-year-old me, who probably should have been over it by then. I so wasn't over it. But I was like, oh my God, it's Mickey Mouse. Oh, it was so wonderful.
But you, I don't think you ever get over meeting Mickey Mouse.
No, never.
Even as an adult, it's so something so exciting about going to meet Mickey, especially the first time when you're on holiday.
Oh, my last time that we just went, I just, when we met him, it was just like, oh my God, it's Mickey.
Here he is.
Oh, there he is.
The boss.
Yes, absolutely.
How many times have you been since?
I have been twice since, so not that many, disappointingly.
But enough to have an excuse to go back lots more. Oh, 100%. So have you got a favourite memory from those times?
I can distinctly remember. I think it was on my second visit. I distinctly remember watching Fantasmic for the first time and thinking, oh my God, this is absolutely incredible. So wonderful. But then that aside, I should say, actually, the last time that I went was my honeymoon. And I should say that that was my favourite memory.
just remembered?
Kind of twiggling with it. I was like, oh yeah, that happened. But no, it was so wonderful. But that, I think that first time kind of sitting there and watching all the fireworks going off and Mickey kind of standing there at the end, I was just like, oh, this is so wonderful.
I do love, Fantasmic is always one of my recommendations for things to do on a first night, especially if you've never been before.
Yeah.
And you get in there and it's over at Hollywood Studios. It's this huge show around a lake and all the characters and pyrotechnics and music. I think it's something quite special that's got, encompasses everything that's Disney in one half an hour show.
Absolutely. Although we were really disappointed when we went for our honeymoon last year. We saved Fantasmic for our last night because it meant so much to me. I was like, right, we're going to do it on the last night. And we were actually staying at the Autumn Beach Club, and we were walking over to Hollywood Studios, got in there, and there were some very ominous clouds overhead.
Oh, dear.
Got into Hollywood Studios, and the heavens just opened. It was started chucking it down, the thunder, the lightning. We were stood outside the entrance to Fantasmic with everybody else, just waiting. Is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? And it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
It didn't happen. So disappointed. It was so disappointing, but it didn't happen. So our last night was kind of spent in the rain in Hollywood Studios. But we went shopping, so, you know.
Well, on the last night, yeah. All those dollars you've got left. Now, sometimes when they cancel Fantasmic, I don't know if they still do this or not, but they used to do Character-palooza, where loads of different characters come out. Unique characters?
No, we didn't see any of this.
That time.
But then again, we were too busy in the shops because we were trying to dodge the rain. We had nothing really else to do. So we were just in and out of each shops. We ended up buying a cutlery set. That was fun getting that back in the suitcase.
I've got a cutlery set as well.
Yes.
The stainless steel one.
Absolutely.
With the little Mickeys on it.
Yes.
I've got that, and it pushed me totally over the limit when we got to the airport to do the bag check.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, you're about £10 over. Oh, I'd be the knives and forks you've got.
You're live once.
As a honeymooner, did Disney do anything special for you, or was there anything different you did to make it a special honeymoon?
Other than spending a fortune, yes, we absolutely did. When we were toying with our idea of where to go, we were either going to go to Thailand or we were going to go to Disney. And I wanted to do something special. I was like, I can go and sit on a beach any year. Let's go to Disney. Let's do it. And we actually did a Disney cruise before we went to the parks as well. So,
great idea.
Which was wonderful. And we were just treated like royalty, like on the cruise ship. They really looked after us. They actually upgraded our suite as well. So they told us we had a room midship, and actually we had one on the aft with a massive big balcony. It was gorgeous. And then by the time that we got into resort as well, we had They put chocolates out for us. They made bed towels, you know, all of those special, like, nice little touches. And then especially when you get your little badge as well, when you're going around the parks.
Happily ever after badge.
Yeah, exactly. And then everyone was all over us with, oh, congratulations. And it was just really lovely. Those badges are a great little touch, especially if you're celebrating something. It's
definitely
just great.
And it's always good to let them know that you're celebrating something before you go. If it's
yes.
a birthday or an anniversary or you're on honeymoon.
Absolutely.
And then get the badges, the birthday and honeymoon badges as you're walking around.
Well, that's what we did when we booked our cruise. They turned around to us and they said, oh, any special occasion? So yeah, we're on honeymoon. And they actually gave us a different room number. So when we were Googling where we were on the ship before we went, we were like, okay, yeah, this room, it's fine. Kind of midship. That's great. And then when we got on board, we actually went to pretty much where we knew roughly geographically where the room would be on the ship, and then realized, oh, no, we're not here. Then walked for miles down to the other end. Just, oh, we've got a lovely room now. Great. Thanks, Mickey. Yes.
So was everything kind of like coordinated with Disney when you booked the Disney World holiday and the Disney cruise?
Yes.
Did you book them together and they just sorted everything out in terms of getting to the terminal and everything?
Yeah, absolutely. I would highly recommend it for anyone who was thinking of doing it. We actually booked direct through Walt Disney World Holidays. We booked our flight separately, but you can book your flights with them as well. But we booked our flight separately and the whole holiday was booked through them. The cruise, the transfers, everything. They even booked us a night at the Hyatt at Orlando Airport the night before we boarded the cruise ship as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it was all booked, all sorted, all done. They picked up our luggage. We just had to leave it outside with our special cruise labels on as well. And they picked it all up for us, all done, all sorted.
Disney make everything so easy.
Yes, they
everything
do.
Everything so easy. So going back to Walt Disney World then, have you got a favourite attraction or ride or show?
Well, I've already mentioned Fantasmic because that is just absolutely incredible. Test Track as well. I know it's a bit out there.
Epcot.
I remember the first time I went on that because the first time that I went, I was quite young. Rides were a bit scary for me.
Nah, right.
And I remember my dad and my sister persuading me to go on the ride. And I was like, yeah, okay, let's do it. And went on it. I was like, yes, it was brilliant. So good.
And favourite resort? You said you stayed at Yacht and Beach.
That is actually the only resort that I've stayed at.
Okay.
I've never stayed at another Disney resort. However, we did quite a bit of research before we booked the honeymoon. I wanted Yacht and Beach Club primarily for the location, and that was only because about 4 weeks before we actually went on honeymoon, I was sent out to work in Disney at a conference. We stayed at the Swan and Dolphin and I had a whole conference from work there, to say my other half was not best pleased.
No, because everybody else is, you're going to a work conference, I'll be in a travel lodge in Norwich for 2 nights, and you go to Walt Disney World.
Yeah, man. Yeah, sent straight to Florida, and we were at the Swan and Dolphin literally next door to the hotel that we just spent a fortune to go and stay at for the honeymoon. I was forbidden to go to any Disney park whilst we were out there. One of our nights of entertainment, shall we say, at the conference was actually in Epcot as well. So I was allowed to do that.
So you stay on the door of Epcot at Swan and Dolphin, but you're not allowed to go to the park.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I was allowed off for one night. But the location is just so amazing at Yacht and Beach Club. The proximity to Epcot and to Hollywood Studios, it was just fabulous.
It's a pretty resort as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Favorite restaurant? How many places have you eaten at and which would be your favorite?
I know it's really cliche. I'd probably go for California Grill, and I know it's been mentioned a lot before.
Yeah.
But I just think you can't beat it. The location is so good. The food is amazing. We actually didn't have a table facing the Magic Kingdom when we went because we were a bit lax in booking our dining. We kind of booked whilst we were out there, actually staying in Disney, and so we just took kind of what reservations we could get. Our table actually faced out to the rest of the resort,
right?
So the view was spectacular because it wasn't actually just Disney that you could see. You could see SeaWorld in the background,
really?
a bit of Universal, and it was so good just to actually see how vast the complex is as well, because it's so huge.
And were you up there for the fireworks?
No, we actually ate at California Grill the night that we went to, because whilst we were out there it was Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party,
right?
And we ate the night that we went to that as well. So we ate before then went into the park as well. So yeah, didn't get a chance to see the fireworks from up there.
Never mind. If you do eat at California Grill, by the way, at any time during the day, you bring your receipt back and they let you go back up to the tower and you can watch the fireworks outside.
Absolutely.
So a lot of people where you go, oh no, I can't get a reservation during the fireworks. Well, you can always go outside. And you can always just eat at the bar.
Yeah, that is very
true. Rock up and eat at the bar.
There was loads of people doing that whilst we were there.
Yeah,
even,
I'm usually one of those people. I've not got a reservation. Don't matter. I'll sit at the bar, nurse a little glass of wine or whatever, and then go watch the fireworks. And thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Mickey. What about your planning strategies? Are you a good planner? Do you leave it to somebody else? What are your top tips for planning?
Planning, I would say there actually must be an element of planning in what you're doing. You have to, because I don't think Disney have designed it any other way other than having to plan to a degree. Although I would say we were quite lax, shall we say. There were a couple of times where we said, do you know what, let's have a lie-in this morning, which I know is controversial in Disney. Friend, everyone's like, get into the park, spend like as much time as you can.
Sleep when you're home.
Exactly. However, no, we did need a bit of a break. And so planning to an extent we did with the fast passes, exactly. We had to book, obviously you can book your 3 passes per day.
Yeah.
So we did do all of that because obviously there were certain rides that we wanted to do on certain days. But I think as well, it's not all about the planning. To a degree, it absolutely is. But we pretty much did what we wanted to do, but without doing it as well. One thing which we did pre-book before we went out, which I would highly recommend, we actually did some extra tours that they do. So I don't know if people know, but Disney do like a whole range of different tours and experiences in the parks. So yes, we did one in Magic Kingdom and we did one in the Animal Kingdom.
Okay, which ones did you do?
So we did the Keys to the Kingdom tour in Magic Kingdom, which is basically a backstage tour of the parade floats. So we got to go back and see where they store all the parade floats and kind of the getting ready areas for the cast members. And you also get to go underground in the Magic Kingdom into the tunnels.
The Utilidors, the mysterious Utilidors.
Absolutely, that you never see, but yet, and yes, they're there. Going down and seeing how basically all the cast members get from one side of the park to the other, which was really interesting. So I would highly recommend that to anybody that is thinking of doing something a little bit extra, a little bit different.
I'd say I wouldn't recommend that for the first couple of visits, though.
No,
absolutely. You've never been before.
Absolutely not. That would it totally ruins the magic. So if you're a regular and you're thinking of something new to do, yeah, 100%.
And I think you've got to be over 16 as well, haven't you?
Yes,
that?
You do.
No,
absolutely.
Kids allowed on that one.
Yeah, adults only. And they do provide lunch as well, which is also a bonus.
I should think so for the price. It was about $100. We'll get more with Ryan in just a sec, this week's guest on the podcast. First up, we'll check in the news and everything that's going on this weekend at D23. So the big news from Walt Disney World this weekend is that there will be news of Walt Disney World this weekend, happening from tonight through till Sunday. 3 days of big announcements over at the D23 Expo in Anaheim in California. Now, this happens every other year. D23 is the official Disney fan club. D standing for Disney, 23 standing for 1923 when Disney was founded. They have this every other year. Not only is this about theme parks, this is everything to do with Disney. It's about animated films, it's about Marvel, it's about Lucas and Star Wars, even The Simpsons this year, now that they bought Fox. It's just a massive 3-day fan event. Got announcements, demonstrations, various ceremonies, things that look at Disney on Broadway as well. There's loads of amazing shopping. But it's the announcements, particularly the theme parks, that we're excited about. Not just Walt Disney World, all the Disney theme parks around the world. Now, the biggest news is going to come on Sunday. Now, there is a special announcement, like a secret project being announced on Saturday. But on Sunday, Bob Chapek, who's the big gaffer of all the Disney parks, he's doing his big presentation at 10:30 on Sunday morning. Now, that is LA time, so for us that will be Sunday evening at 6:30. We're going to expect a lot of announcements. What they are, we don't know. Obviously, a few weeks ago, Universal in Florida announced they are having a new theme park. Have Disney got something up their sleeve? Is there going to be a new theme park, maybe a new resort? I don't think that's going to happen. Certain things we can expect to be announced at D23 this coming weekend. I think with the Walt Disney World 50th birthday happening year after next, 2021, I think we're going to have a lot of announcements. I think there'll be some updates. So, for example, we'll get an update about the Tron ride, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Train over at Hollywood Studios. I think we'll have updates of that. But I think we'll get a few details of what is going to be planned for the 50th birthday. Hopefully, we will get a nighttime parade. I think that'd be quite nice. I'm not expecting new fireworks, because Happily Ever After is still newish. Maybe a new daytime parade? I'm not sure, but I think I'd like to see a nighttime parade. I think there's going to be some overlays as well for some of the attractions, only temporary. Things like It's a Small World. I think that might be getting the same overlay with Disney characters like it's got over in Anaheim. I think we're going to get a lot of big news about Epcot obviously Epcot is going through a lot of changes at the moment. I think we're going to get more details of the Guardians of the Galaxy ride. I think we'll get more details of the new play area that's going to be open at Epcot. Obviously, a lot of things are going to be starting to shut down over the next couple of weeks. I'm expecting a new announcement of a new country coming to World Showcase. A lot of people have been talking about Brazil is going to be opening. I think that is going to be next to Germany. So where the little model railway is, little model trains by Germany, then that's going to go. And that's going to be replaced by the Brazil Pavilion. So a lot of things happening. Keep an eye on your Twitter timeline, particularly Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We'll keep you updated with all the news. Follow us at Pod Magical. Maybe some other exciting things happening before Sunday. So we'll just have to wait and see. Back to this week's podcast guest, who is Ryan, who's been to Walt Disney World on his honeymoon and has done a couple of very special tours, including the Keys to the Kingdom at Magic Kingdom, which lets you go behind the scenes and underneath the theme park. So you said you did two tours. Well, what was the other one?
So the other tour we did was the Savor the Savannah tour in Animal Kingdom, which is basically on the Kilimanjaro Safari. You go on a private safari.
Yeah.
And halfway through, they actually have this little retreat out where kind of the giraffes are and the flamingos. This little retreat out in the middle of nowhere where you basically go up and have food and drinks, and you've got your own kind of like park rangers there talking about the animals. And it was just really lovely because it's so exclusive. There's only about 6 to 8 of you on each tour.
Oh, that's nice.
So it was really nice because you're just kind of out there, a glass of wine, the animals kind of walking around you. It's really lovely.
Especially on a honeymoon.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Really romantic. So,
like you're on an actual safari, but you're actually just in the middle of Walt Disney World.
Exactly.
In the middle of
what
Florida.
What could be better?
Anything outside of Disney, outside the Disney bubble? Any of the other parks or anything else you'd like to do in Orlando?
We love Universal. I know I probably shouldn't say the U word.
Oh, the U word again. Every week somebody uses the U word on a Disney podcast.
You can't not, though. Whilst you're out there, whilst you've traveled all that way, you can't not pop to Universal.
I think we should start referring to Universal as that what cannot be named.
Absolutely. That's very apt with Harry Potter out there as well.
Because I'm guessing a lot of people, you're going to go to Disney, you've got to go to Universal. If you're going that far from the UK.
Exactly. In the distance that you are travelling and the time that it takes you to get there, you've got to make the most of the location. I kind of feel that Universal's a bit more adult, shall we say, in parts. Like
the naughty cousin.
Yeah. That is a great way to describe it, because Disney's great, it's happy, it's fun. Of course, it's the happiest place on earth. But then Universal, I kind of feel, is like, especially Islands of Adventure, it's like the thrill-seeking.
Yeah,
I really enjoy it there.
Did you do Halloween Horror Nights if you were there at Halloween?
We didn't, unfortunately, no. And I'm not going to lie, Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party was a very spur-of-the-moment thing.
Right.
We were debating it, and she was like, shall we do it? Shall we? We did, and oh my goodness, it was amazing.
So obviously this is the private party for Halloween over at Magic Kingdom, which is on now. They're on select nights now. So if anybody's kind of like going out there and it's on, would you recommend it, even if they've not booked?
Do it. I would highly recommend it. It was incredible. It was so worth the money. To go trick-or-treating around the Magic Kingdom was just incredible. And the extra ride experiences that they do as well was totally worth it.
And then there's the Halloween parade.
Exactly.
The fireworks.
And the Hocus Pocus show.
The Hocus Pocus show.
I mean, what could be better?
How many sweets did you get when you went trick-or-treating? Because I've seen vlogs of people, and they've got like pillowcases full of candy.
We were not that kind of into it for the trick-or-treating as much of that. We filled up our bags that they provided for us, don't get me wrong. But I think we were just too interested in trying to get onto the rides. And it was a great time actually for things like the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. The queue for that was so much quieter in the evening, because obviously everybody else was doing everything else.
Yeah.
So we're like, yeah, great, go and get on it. So if there's something that you can't get on during the day, if you are coming back to it, I try and try it on the evening as well.
And in terms of getting around, you say you went to Universal. Did you hire a car or did you use Disney Transport?
No, we actually used Uber quite a lot, believe it or not. So we're really lazy. So we used a Disney Transport bus the first day to go to Magic Kingdom. We actually got shoved right to the back of the bus, and we were like, oh no, can't be dealing with this every day. So we got an Uber around the Disney resort. But I mean, obviously for Epcot and for Hollywood Studios, we either walked or we got the boat there. And we actually even walked through Epcot to the monorail station and got the monorail up to the transportation hub to go to the Magic Kingdom as well sometimes, because that was a bit different, because at least you get to see some of the scenery around the Grand Floridian and the Polynesian, so, and the Contemporary as well. So that was really lovely to do.
I love the monorail when it comes through Epcot.
Yes.
It goes round the big golf ball.
Yeah.
It's one of my favourite things. So anything you don't like about Disney? Anything you would change? Any advice if Mickey's listening now?
I'm going to say something really controversial, and it's probably not going to go down very well, but I did not enjoy the Be Our Guest restaurant.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did you not? A lot of people say that's their favourite restaurant. Check out last week's episode and also episode 2 if you want to know why it's a favourite restaurant.
I'm sorry. I'm such a Beauty and the Beast buff as well. I absolutely love it. I just thought the whole restaurant experience, although the experience inside was lovely of the scenery, I don't know if it was the time that we went, but it was just so busy in there. It was kind of like, right, you're in, you're out. The kids were running around screaming everywhere. Although I do have to say the grey stuff was delicious. So if you're going to go, the redeeming factor was the grey
stuff. Well, you know, if I didn't believe you, I would have just asked the dishes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Did you go breakfast, lunch or dinner?
No, we went lunch.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, we went lunchtime.
So that could be why it was a bit louder and a bit crazier, because obviously breakfast and lunch is classed as quick service.
Yes, absolutely.
Whereas dinner's just a little bit more formal.
Yeah, I think we should give it another go the next time we go back. But I think it was, again, it's probably that lack of planning that we kind of did beforehand. Because my other half is very much, okay, let's just go with the flow. We'll just see what we want to do. I kind of was prepared with spreadsheets and then, yeah, I went that far.
Threw him away.
I went that far. However, he went out on that front.
Dream trip. If you could go back, I'm sure. Are you going to go back? Have you got another one?
Absolutely.
Planned?
Not this year. Next year, I think I absolutely would love to go back. I would 100% do another Disney cruise again. Absolutely.
Along with Disney World.
Yeah, 100%. If anyone is thinking about they've never been on a cruise, or they're thinking, oh my goodness, it's a Disney cruise, are there going to be kids everywhere? Yes, there are kids on board. But the great thing about the cruises is that they really cater for the adults, and there are adults-only decks of the ship. There are adults-only bars. So 100%, I absolutely would do another one. So I'd love to combine it with a trip to Disney again, because I think it just works so seamless, and you get the joy of you're actually out and exploring. We actually went on a Caribbean cruise, so we went out exploring around there. So you kind of get that beach kind of holiday when you disembark, especially at Castaway Key, which is Disney's private island.
Yeah.
That was really lovely. And then to come back and to still have
Donald Duck
exactly
waiting for you.
It was great.
With your tea on the table.
It was really wonderful. So yeah, absolutely must go back. And anyone who's thinking about doing a Disney cruise, you must do it.
Oh, well, thank you for sharing your Disney memories with us, Ryan. And of course, there's only one thing I'm going to say now. Have a magical day.
Yes.
Heading over to the parks this week. The weather, first of all, it's still hot and humid. You're looking at the low 30s with rain in the afternoon, some of those thunderstorms around. It's going to be very hot, by the way, if you're planning on going to Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. The Halloween party started last week. They're on select nights over at Magic Kingdom. Yes, you can go in a costume. It's the only time they let you go into Magic Kingdom in a costume. Think about what you want to wear, though, because obviously if you're going to go dressed as Chewbacca, it's a bit warm. It's like 90 degrees out there. Also, as well, this coming Thursday, which is the 29th of August, is a big date in the diary for Walt Disney World. That is when Star Wars Galaxy's Edge opens at Hollywood Studios from 6 in the morning. They're not magic hours. They're the actual hours for the first 3 days. Then if you're staying over on site, if you're staying in accommodation at Walt Disney World, you'll be able to get in early. A lot of the parks are actually going to be open very early for the next couple of months, including Hollywood Studios opening at 6 o'clock. If you're staying on site. Of course, it's just Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run, which is the ride that's going to be open. The bigger rides, which is Rise of the Resistance, will be opening on the 5th of December over at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Other things to do, including building lightsabers or building a droid. You can book into those now over the next 180 days if you want to get a reservation for those. Same is if you want to go to Ogre's Cantina, you need to get a reservation to get in. Been very popular at California. So you can book those through your My Disney Experience or online. So we'll just have to wait and see how busy it's going to be. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge opening this coming Thursday, the 29th of August. On the same day, over at Epcot, the Food and Wine Festival starts. One of my favourite things to do. If you're on the dining plan, save up those snack credits because you can use them on food in the Food and Wine Festival. Not for wine, unfortunately. Loads of great things going on there. And as well as that, you've got the Eat to the Beat concert series in the American Pavilion, which opens Thursday, Friday, Saturday with Plain White Tees, who did Hey There Delilah. And then the next week or so, there's a lot of bands who I've never heard of. But if you check out My Disney Experience, there's a full list of who's going to be appearing there at the Eat to the Beat concert series. Another gig that's happening tomorrow as we speak, which is Saturday the 24th of August in Orlando City Centre down at the big arena, they've got Backstreet Boys appearing. Don't forget, if you're going to the parks, tag me in your pictures, tag and brag. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we are at Pod Magical. Finally, this week's top tip of the week. If you're going over the next few weeks, next few months, and you fancy doing stuff outside the parks and saving a bit of money, check Groupon. to let you know if you go out for food over here. You always have a look at Groupon before you go out. There's loads of Orlando attractions which are on Groupon. Some of the restaurants on International Drive, things like the Pirate Dinner Show is on Groupon. So you can save quite a little bit of money. Check out Groupon before you go. Same as like you would do in the UK, but it's just the American version. You pay for it in dollars, save it, print it, take it out with you. We have some exclusive Most Magical Podcast on Earth stickers that say things like stand clear of the doors and have a magical day. If you give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and we read your name out one Friday on the actual podcast, some stickers coming your way. Hello to Diggy M, who has given us a 5-star rating, who's currently planning the first trip. My friend Harry has just started as a cast member at Epcot in the UK Pavilion as well. So if you go in over there, go and say hello to Harry. I'm guessing he's probably working in the pub. Anyway, I can't wait for the most magical visit of my life. Thanks for all the top tips. Thank you for your 5-star rating and review. So just send me a message, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and I'll get your address and we'll send those stickers out for you. We always love a 5-star review. Thank you very much if you have posted one as well. Don't forget, you can leave your review and you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Same goes for Spotify as well. Make sure you subscribe because we have new podcasts coming out every Friday and then some other surprise ones out every now and then. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.